Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. 5:24 a.m. South African time. I want to welcome the listeners in Tunisia who are listening to Merkez Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International on this beautiful Sunday morning. Ustad, it's the 3rd of Ramadan, 1444. Welcome to the Q&A this early Sunday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم عرفات جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid, brother Zakaria, brother Tobela, all might Allah reward all of them. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today we focus on Surah Yusuf, chapter number 12 and verses number 13 right up to verse number 16. In yesterday's lesson we did, the 10 brothers came to the father Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam and said that we will look after our brother Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, and we are wa inna lahu lahafidun. Surely we will be there to protect him, and we are wa inna lahu nasihun. We really will give him good advice and so forth. So this was their plotting, planning, scheming and strategy. So the father was very, very reluctant, but Almighty Allah wants to elevate the rank of father and son. Jacob, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, his name, nami, isme grami, honorable name mentioned 16 times in the noble Quran, and wants to elevate the son, Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, his honorable name mentioned 27 times in the noble Quran. Hence, as decree he would have it, so now there will be separation. Al-firaqu murrun. It is a saying in the Arabic language, and the people in Tunisia, in the Arab world, know very well about that. When there's separation, it becomes bitter. And what a long separation. Qal, this is the father, chapter 12, verse number 13. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam says, Jacob says, Inni layahzununi. Verily it will cause me grief and sadness. Antadhabu bihi, that you take him with you. You're going to take him. I won't be in front of me. And he's my beloved son, my most handsome son, one of the most handsome in the universe and creation. وَأَخَافُ أَنْ يَأْكُلَهُ الذِّيبُ, and I fear the wolves will eat him. You're going to go there for picnic. You will be running around, racing with one another, and you will leave him alone. He's so young, and what will happen? وَأَنْتُمَ عَنْهُ غَافِلُونَ, and you will be unmindful of him, because you will be so engrossed in your playing and your fun and games. قَالُوا, these sons came well prepared. That now they inspired by Satan and Shaitan, as you will see in front. La in akalahu dhib. How can it happen that the wolf comes and eat him? Wa nahnu usba wa haliya. Whilst we are there, a group, powerful group, 10 of us, inna idhalla khasirun. If that happens, the wolf comes and eat him, then surely we are the failures. We are good for nothing, it means. We are bad people and so forth. Now, they'll kiss their father. Father will be crying, very, very sad. After how many years now will he meet his handsome Yusuf, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam? فَلَمَّا ذَهَبُوا بِهِ, hence when they took him, he's the youngest one, and remember the most handsome one, favorite of his father. Now they gone away from the sight of the father, and they alone there in the open fields and so forth. What did these 10 brothers do? They reach ijma, they reach consensus. Wa ajma'u ay yaj'aluhu fi ghayabatil jub, and they agreed, all of them, that they will cast him and throw him fi ghayabatil jub. They will look for one well, and not very, very deep, but they will throw him inside, in the bottom of that well there. But he won't be able to come out, because now he is very, very young, and there's nobody to help him. But they knew the musafir travelers will pass by there, and somebody will rescue him. Now, whilst he, that is Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, is there right inside the well, Allah Jalla wa'ala gives him revelation, wahi. وَأَوَّحَيْنَا, Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun, we. Why does Almighty Allah refer to him, to himself as we? It is a symbol of respect and reverence. Allah is stamping his majesty, authority, sovereignty. Wherever Allah uses the term we, you creation, the entire universe, none of you can do that. Who can send wahi, revelation, to a Nabi and a messenger? Nobody, except Almighty Allah. Who can inspire the bee? وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ. There the word wahi is used, but not revelation, inspiration. Who can inspire the land and the sand on the day of justice? يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Allah will inspire the land and the sand, and the land and the sand will speak. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ, and we send wahi to him. In his most difficult time, the brothers took his kurta off, his long shirt. The brothers pushed him from one to another, and when he started crying, you told father that you love me, you told you will take care of me, they would smack him and hit him, Allah forbid. What does he do, 1 against 10, and all of them elder than him? وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ لَتُنَبِّئَنَّهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِمْ هَذَا. The time will surely come when you will inform them of this matter of theirs, the oppression and the transgression, that's what they are doing to you. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, whilst they will not perceive it. Allah will elevate you, Allah will relegate them and disgrace them. Now all this is done, now what? They have the kurta mubarak, the long shirt, you must remember, of Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Now they came late at night, Isha time, 8 o'clock, 9, 10 o'clock. وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ عِشَاءً يَبْكُونَ, and these 10 brothers came to the father. Isha time, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, creating the perception, they were looking here and there, but all lies, يَبْكُونَ, and they crying. This is paza crying, kali kali crying, pretending to cry so that they have regret. And today people, the husband has an affair, and when the wife finds out, then he starts crying and so forth. Oh my darling, forgive me. Thus all, it won't happen again. After Ramadan, he starts all over again. So that shows many a person cries, but that crying is not accepted, because he or she has no intention of making sincere tawbah and repenting. So sinners, we all are sinners, but we must realize that sin there, where we're not detaching ourselves from, and we say we're making tawbah and repenting, is not tawbah maqboola, is not an accepted repentance. It is tawbah kazibah, we're fooling ourselves with that type of repentance. Let's take you around the world, news, views and interviews. Putin says, I'm ready. Russia is storing its nuclear weapons in Belarus. And now it is going to get warm and hot for the Americans and for Europeans and for NATO. And then you see MBS, the Harami, the Murtad, the Shaitan. Last night he went to Medina Munawwara. He thinks it's his father's haram or grandfather's haram. People got appointment for Riyazul Jannah. The police came, cleared them whole lot out. MBS is coming, absolute chaos and so forth. You must remember that. So go see what is happening in the Haramain Sharifain. In Makkah Mukarramah, he tells the people, the man, you can't make tawaf downstairs, only if you're in ihram. So we tell all the men of the world, you wear ihram even if you're not in Umrah, and make tawaf totally permissible. It's not his father's haram. Quran Sharif says, وَمَن يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُزِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Whosoever makes intention of ilhad and deviation and oppression, نُزِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. We will punish him a terrible punishment. Surah 22, verse 25. When you cause harm to the people in Medina, the people have spent thousands and thousands of dollars for Umrah, for Ziyarah to Medina, to be the mihman and to yufullah and to yufu Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be the guest. You come harami with your police and guns blazing and just kick them out. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, man akhafa ahl al Medina, who causes fear and terrorizes the people of Medina, fa alayhi la'anatullah, Allah's curse is on him. Imam Bukhari has mentioned this hadith in Tariq al-Kabir. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sahih hadith, authentic hadith, man arada su'an bi ahli al-Madina, whosoever makes intention of causing harm to the people of Medina, kicking them out of the mosque and the masjid, building sanamas and so forth, azabahullah kama yazubul milhu fil ma, how Almighty Allah lets the salt dissolve in the water, Allah will dissolve him, Allah will decimate, destroy him. Allahumma alayka bi ahlu sa'ud bi ahli sa'ud, Allahumma alayka bi ahli sa'ud kama ahlakta adaw wa sa'ud. These are the haramis running the Haramain Sharifain. Last night, you must remember, in Masjid al-Aqsa, the haramis, the Hitler's children, the terrorists entered right inside Masjid al-Aqsa and they took our people out. Why? Because they say, no, you are planning this. It's the only place in the world that you are guilty before, you could even go to commit a crime. So you know why all this? Because our brave mujahideen in Huwara, in the West Bank, they injured and wounded two jutlas. Alhamdulillah. The more and more days, one settler, one bullet, and they go and wound and injure the jutlas, the haramis, the settlers or soldiers. We are very happy about that. Israel's defense minister Gallant, he said that this judicial reform must stop. He was the person who said he will resign. So more than 1,000 people surrounded his house and they told him, you said you're going to resign, you're not resigning? 12 consecutive weeks, Allah Jalla has made it such, Jutla against Jutla, Zionist against Zionist, Yahud against Yahud. Remember, this is the disgrace for the Jutlas. Allah said, "La yab'athanna alayhim ila yawmil qiyamati may yasumum su'al adhab." Allah will place upon them such a punishment will continue till the day of justice. وَالْقَيْنَا بَيْنَمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah will place for them, there will be enmity, hatred amongst them till the day of justice. Now you, America, they think they can bully the world. Allah gives them one sample example. A powerful tornado hits Mississippi, 25 people killed. Cars flying in the air, capsizing in the air, and trees falling down. Power, everything finished. That is Mississippi. Thousands, you must remember, they were displaced in Somalia. Good rains came, but with that there was damage. Allah make easy for them. Imran Khan of Pakistan gave an interview yesterday and said that this Choroki Hukumat, this government of thugs and crooks there in Pakistan, they have tried to assassinate him in the past few weeks, twice already, and Allah alone has saved him. So Allah have mercy on Pakistan. Iran is mocking France, you see. When there were big, big protests and demonstrations there in Iran, so France said, yes, it's right, it's correct. So now Iran is mocking France. Macron, hey, you harami, that see what's happening in your country. Millions, not thousands, millions. Yeah, in Israel, hundreds of thousands, gone to 250,000, 500,000. And they are protesting every day and weekend is the big hour. The big protest in March. Now Tuesday, you will see what happens. They'll bring the whole of France to a standstill, the unions. Very good. All these are haramis and shaitans. And remember the friends of Aqsa. See our brothers there, how they're standing up. When Bibi came to 10 Downing Street, they were right there. And they had their placards. And they told the British government, Sunak, you're supposed to be the Prime Minister of Britain. How can you host a war criminal? He must be arrested. How the ICC put Putin on the list. This guy, Benjamin Netanyahu, must also be included there. So very good action done by the friends of Aqsa, by Ismail Patel and his group and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain. Allah protect Majidul Aqsa. Allah Jalla Wala protect, remember, that all our masajid throughout the world. And then we find the Labour Party in Australia won in the major big population there, New South Wales, and the incumbent looks like he's going to lose when elections come. So there will be a change of government there in Australia. Trump is never out of the news. Trump was busy with Stormy. Stormy is a prostitute. And then he paid hush money. But Stormy brought a big storm now for Trump. And now he's swearing everybody who is his opponent and says, me, I'm standing for elections come 2024. I must be the president of America. He's a real narcissist. You must remember that. And the last news is a bit of Sunday today. So let me give you one nice story. Two stories quickly I'll give you. So yesterday somebody sent it to me and I sent it to Moana Arafat. You see, your mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, you'll always got stories, you know. So it's 2-3 minutes left now for iftar time. For you non-Muslims, iftar means the time when the call to prayer will be given. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. After sunset, and the person calls the male, obviously, and then we break our fast. So this daughter-in-law comes to the mother-in-law and says, oh ma, what can I help you with now? So the mother-in-law is a sharpshooter. She tells her daughter-in-law, yes, you can give the azan, you understand? That's what you can do, you see. So this is how the daughter-in-law, some of them are today. I must tell you what happened now for Fajr time. So I walked in the masjid, the iqamah had just started. Next to me, I saw two youngsters, you know. One must be about 5 years old, then the one next to him, 6-7 years old. And they had big, big jars and overcoat and that, because it is slightly, you know, nippy, as the people say. So we read salat. First rakat, fine. Second rakat, we went. This youngster was feeling so hot, his mother put for him a jersey, and on top of that, a jas and everything. So he came into sajda, and second sajda, he didn't make, the small youngster. He's busy now unzipping everything. I'm feeling so hot, let me take my jas out. I'm feeling so hot, let me take my jersey out. So he's right next to me. So then after salat, I put my hand on him. I said, well done, you fasting better? Very good. I didn't tell him nothing about his salat. He must the whole salat, the sajda, everything. Mothers, you can't put so many things for your son and all that. Bichara, namaz time, the guy is sweating already, perspiring so much. So out of excessive love, we do all this. Remember that. 7 to 9 today, inshallah, is Brother Shafaat Ahmad Khan. 12 to 1, he'll have the medical file with Dr. Mullah, Brother Shafaat. 2 to 4, don't forget, on Radio Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, is Q&A. With more live, inshallah, with Maulana Arafat Hatia and myself this afternoon between 2 and 4, inshallah, Aziz.
I've got Nathan. He says, AK, tell me, are Saudi Arabian women happy to be born in Saudi Arabia? Ustad.
Are the Israeli women very happy to be born in Israel when they are murdering the children, when you are incarcerating innocent people? Last night, your haramis entered into Masjid al-Aqsa and took away innocent people. Are you happy to go and murder the people in the West Bank? And that is occupation, is terrorism. Are you and your family and your friends happy to be born there? That is the question you should be asking. You must remember that wherever you're born is the decree of Almighty Allah. It's not the place that is going to make you. It's what you're going to make of the place. We, Nathan, you're a whitey. You don't know nothing about apartheid. Nothing about South African apartheid. You know nothing about Israel, the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, the children of Hitler. Do you know what apartheid was in South Africa? Ask. We were born in apartheid. How was it for us to see the boards there, blankers and knee blankers? Maybe you don't even know the meaning. Whites and non-whites, only whites allowed. Sometimes we want to go to the park, then it's written there, no non-whites and no dogs allowed. That was in your South Africa, you whitey. You want to come tell me about why I'm born in South Africa? You want to come tell my sister why she's born in Saudi Arabia? You are the biggest terrorist and the biggest harami. Don't come talk your stories here.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. He says, I rest my case, Iki.
Everybody, we're going to put you all jutlas in a suitcase and send you to Israel, and then our brothers will put a bullet through you. That is what's going to happen, inshallah, in ameen. The near future.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. Ustad, losing my temper while fasting. Does this break my fast, Ustad?
It don't break your fast, but remember, you start swearing, cursing, all that, without any justification, then remember, your sawab is much, much decreased, and your fast becomes makruh, undesirable and repugnant, but your fast is valid. That is fasting. Fasting is not we just abstain and refrain from eating, drinking, and remember that from our wife or the husband. Fasting is your car has to go for a major service, bumper to bumper, top to bottom. So Ramadan Mubarak is time for a major service, head to toe. I must guard my thoughts, my eyes, my ears, my tongue, my temper, my private part. Everything we must guard. That is siyam. That is the true meaning of fasting, brother. La'allakum tattaqoon, Surah 2, verse 183. Then you will find the impact of fasting, the love for Allah, Jalla wa Ala, the love for Mustafa, Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam will increase, and the love for this world, and the glitter and glamour of this world, remember, will not interest us. That is what truth, Ramadan and siyam. Qiyam and Qiyam, our fasting, our tarawi, our charity, all is teaching us.
As his sister Tully says, the pastor asked her, did Moses go to heaven in the Bible? If not, why didn't he go to heaven? Ustad.
So remember, you must tell him, my sister Tilly, that he must read the noble Quran. I told you, you must read Quran made easy. Write it down, my sister Tilly, and see what the Quran says in chapter 2. I told you before, my sister Tilly, that this is the longest surah, longest chapter in the noble Quran. Chapter 2 and 286 verses. Go to chapter 2, verse 285. La nufarriqu bayna ahadim min rusuli. We Muslims are the only people on the face of this earth. We believe in every prophet and messenger. We say each one of them, Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, all of them were selected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for a specific time and a particular place. Then the final and last messenger came, the greatest and the best for all times, all places, all circumstances. And he was, he is, he will always be the only Rahmatul Alameen, chapter 21, verse 107. And that is Rahmatul Alameen, a mercy to the universe. Message will be be of this messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a global message. So therefore, every prophet and messenger goes to paradise. But the problem with the Christian is they reject Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The problem with the Jutla and the Zionists and the Haramis is what? They reject Jesus. They say Jesus is Ibn Zaniya. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Nakle kufr, kufr nabashit. Naklul kufri laysa bikafirin. What I'm telling you is blasphemous. So they say, the Jutlas, that Jesus is a son of a harlot, a loose lady, and his mother was not pure and chaste. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Wa ummuhu siddiqa, she reached the highest stages a lady could reach. Almighty Allah has enshrined that in the noble Quran. And he, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, ayatain. Allah made mother and son the symbols of Almighty Allah. He was born miraculously. He is one of the greatest messengers. And the greatest of the greatest is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Jutlas are committing multiple crimes. They reject Jesus, peace be upon him. They reject Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they murdered and martyred Nabi Zacharias. They martyred John the Baptist. فَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. One group of Anbiya prophets you murdered, and others you rejected. So therefore Allah cursed them forever. So you must tell your pastor that every prophet messenger is selected by Almighty Allah, not elected. All are going to paradise, and we Muslims believe in all of them. You are the ones who reject some of the prophets and messengers, like Jesus or Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.
I got a brother from Margate. He says, I kissed my wife, a French kiss, but nothing happened. So why is my rosa broken? Please, let's not make Islam difficult. Brother from Margate, Ustaz.
Yes, my brother from Margate, you're looking at the ocean and then you want to do Lucky Lips business. So you must remember you gave your wife a passionate kiss, a French kiss, right in Margate, overlooking the Indian Ocean. And then what happened? Intiqalul Busak takes place. Your saliva went into her mouth and her saliva went into your mouth. Your fast is broken and qaza is compulsory. Remember that. No kafara. After Eid, you must keep one fast. All this hanky-panky business, French kiss and Zulu kiss and Indian kiss and German kiss, you must do nighttime, brother. Forget all that daytime.
Let's go to Sister Amanda. She says, morning to you, AK. Why was Muhammad's father named Abdullah, which means servant of God, when God is introduced after Muhammad was born? Amanda, Ustaz.
That's the mistake you are making, my sister Amanda. Islam didn't start with Prophet Muhammad. Every prophet and messenger came from Adam, then Noah, then Abraham, then David, and then Moses, and all of them, remember, Jesus, everybody was inviting the people towards Almighty Allah, towards Allah. So every one of us is Abdullah, Ibadullah. Therefore, Quran says, wa ibadur rahman. So it's not that Prophet Muhammad spoke of Allah only, my sister. Prior to Prophet Muhammad, thousands of years, whichever prophet messenger came, selected by Almighty Allah, invited the people to Almighty Allah to believe in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah, to believe in the prophet and messenger and all the prophets to come before and after. And remember that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the last and final messenger, obviously, and then telling them about the life hereafter. There will be paradise for the believers, those who die on Islam, and those who die on any other ism, for them will be the hellfire. So sister, Abdullah was the honorable name of the Prophet, peace be upon him, father, because every one of us, remember, is a slave of Allah. And don't think that Islam started with Prophet Muhammad. Nay, every messenger was a Muslim. Chapter 3, verse 67. Write it down. Go see it, my sister Amanda. One example I give you. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Abraham, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, his name Nami, Gisme Grami is mentioned, his honorable name 69 times in the Quran. Chapter 14 is dedicated to him. He, Abraham, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, was not a Jew, was not a Christian, was not an idol worshipper and a polytheist. Then what was he? Allah says, لَكُلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا حَنِيف. He turned away from all the false ideologies and he was Muslim. He submitted, surrendered to Almighty Allah alone. So every messenger was a Muslim, sister. Therefore, we reject what Saudi Arabia, what the Emirates, and what Bahrain, and what Jordan, Egypt, and all these shaitans and traitors are doing. They murtads, they're out of the fall of Islam, these rulers. That the peace treaty with Israel and the Abrahamic Accord. All this, now what is your Abrahamic Accord? Helping the Muslims, helping the Palestinians, when they come right inside Aqsa, desecrating our holiest places, remember the third holiest place, and all this. So or any person promotes the Abrahamic Accord is out of the fold of Islam. Ka'in and Mankan, whoever it is, whether it's Sheikhul Azhar or anybody else.
Somebody says, Ya Ustad, that is Chad an Arab country, Ustad?
Chad is an African country. You must remember, you will find Arabs there, but it's not an Arab country. So it's an African country. And remember, yesterday I told you about Chad. They nationalized the Savannah and the Mobile Exxon and so forth, and whatever it is, the energy companies. So now there's big problems between them and the West, because people from the West want to invest, but they want their autonomy. They want to take the millions and billions of dollars out of the country. So these African countries, some of them say enough is enough. Burkina Faso, Mali, they kicked out all the French. You get out from here, you're plundering and raping our country. So many countries are thinking like that, but the problem is among themselves, they have so much corruption. Like I told you yesterday about Zimbabwe.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, can I read 4 or 8 or 10 rakat continuous in my tarawih before making my first salam, Ustad?
Remember, that is not permissible according to the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's. You must read 2 rakats, make salam. Then 2, make salam. 10 times 2. That is the verdict of majority scholars. According to the Hanafis, and that you are old, you are a lady, you are female, or you are sickly, and so forth. So then you read it in 4s. Every 4 rakats you make salam. So that will be permissible. Remember that, provided after 2 rakats that you said and you read the attahiyat, the tashahud, so then your salat will be valid, but only according to Hanafis.
Somebody says, but Mufti Saab, sometimes I don't agree with you. Why is Russia so important to the world when it isn't in the top 10 wealthiest country, Ustad?
My brother, I don't know which world you're living in. You must remember that if you know anything about finances and economy, Russia's economy is booming. And remember that the countries are standing in a line. There's a new world order coming up. You see BRICS, so who's the main people in BRICS? Russia, you have China, you have India, you have Brazil is just there because of its big population. And South Africa is just their Barkati. They wanted one country from Africa to show one African face. Okay, otherwise they know that South Africa now is not so powerful. Be that as it may, so what happens now? Now the latest thing, China pulled it off. China and Russia do things together. Russia will tell them that get Saudi Arabia and Iran, that they must start having ties. So now that has happened at the behest of who? Of China. And Russia was in the background. So BRICS gets more powerful. So now you got Saudi Arabia applying for BRICS membership. You got Iran applying for BRICS membership. So all the oil producing countries are that side there. You got China, you got Russia, you got Saudi Arabia, you got Iran, and you got Brazil and South Africa. So US is out, Canada is out, Europe is out, remember that. So what happens? So once they are there, so they become the most powerful. And this is why America knows that they are, the trajectory is going downwards. Israel is falling apart, the Jutlas, the Haramis, there's an implosion taking place there. And you see France is falling apart. So this is the system of Almighty Allah. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَابِلُهَا بَيْنَ Nas, Allah Ta'ala lets everything rotate, you must remember. Which country can take America on, can take NATO on, can take Europe on for more than a year and still be a winner besides Russia? Putin has got over 1,000 nuclear. You say you want to play? I show you. So he's moving his nuclear already to Belarus. Let them just start one nuclear and that will be kaputs for them. You must wake up, my brother. You're living in Alice in Wonderland.
I've got a brother from Pretoria. He says that, was Imam Khomeini a good person or
Khomeini
Muhammad?
Is pakka kafir. Say it with me. Khomeini is pakka kafir. You must say that. Why is pakka kafir? Any person who swears Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, he's not Muslim. Khomeini writes in Al-Hukuma Islamiya, but against them. He writes in Tawdihul Masail. I have all these books. We don't speak from our Sam. That you can make muta prostitution for 1 hour. I'm asking you, brother in Pretoria, Lordium, wherever you are. Are you prepared to give your daughter there to somebody, to some Shia for 1 hour? Are you prepared? That's what Khomeini is teaching. Pakka kafir. What he is? Pakka kafir. He rejects Surah 9, verse 40, where Allah speaks about the virtues, remember, of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. He rejects Surah 24, verses 11 to 26, where Allah speaks about the innocence and remember the chastity of Mother Aisha Siddiqa. He rejects Surah 9 verse 100 where Allah speaks of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُحَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. He rejects so many verses. He's Muslim. Pakka kafir. Nabi alayhi salam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي. When you see those people cursing, swearing, reviling my companions, they say, فَقُولُوا رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the greatest mercy in the universe for the creation, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, La'anatullahi ala sharrikum, Allah's curse be upon you. Therefore we say Khomeini la'anahullah. Let me tell you something, brother, you don't know. When I went to Iran, Khomeini's grandson, he heard about me, how I defeated the Shias there in a debate, like how I defeated them in South Africa. He sent an invitation, come meet me. I want to meet you 1-to-1. I said, go fly a kite. I don't meet you kafirs. You see that? That I did write in Iran, brother. Pakka kafirs. That you must say that. Then you are Muslim. If you don't say that, then all these Maulvis who say you must have a neutral stance, they are ghaddar. They are treacherous to this Muslim ummah. We totally disassociate with them. Allah Jalla wa Allah give us tawfiq to speak the truth without fear and favor. Assalamu alaikum.